CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. We're glad you've joined us. Looking forward to being with you as we always are every weekday afternoon at this time, answering questions about the Bible from the Bible, looking at current events through a biblical perspective. And of course, if you've been reading your Bible, come across something you don't understand, that's why we like to make ourselves available for you so that you understand what the Word of God says. You know, it's really important that we look at everything that the Bible has to say. And unfortunately, today we find many people, they're changing God's word. You know, it's interesting. In the book of Revelation, it says that anyone takes away the words of this book. That's in the Greek, means anyone, anywhere, at any time. You know, it's interesting. People try to make exceptions for that. But in the Greek, there is no exception. And I think it's really important that we understand when we read the Bible, we can't change those things. If anyone takes away the words of this book, God will take his name away from the book of life. Now, something you have to remember is worldly people already are not in the book of life. The problem is those that know God that change his word to suit their own belief. These are scary things. And again, the book of James has a lot to say about that particular topic. We want to be about our Father's business. You know, days are short. We want to look and take every day very seriously. Lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. So important in the days that we live. Joining me today, special guest Scott Parker from Calvary Chapel, Festus, Missouri. Hi and welcome.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be with you today, even though it's not a Monday. I am so happy to be with you and help answer questions today.
Yeah, I'm all out of phase today with you being normally you're on Mondays with us. And so anyhow, 8888 AskCSN's the number to call if you want to be part of the program. Got some lines open, as a matter of fact. And so if you call right now, you're sure to get on. Again, 8888 AskCSN. And we'd love to talk to you. You know, things all over the world, it's very, very strange. Again, we see kangaroo courts running amok. It's just incredible. As I shared yesterday, everybody really needs to check out the ATF gunning a man down in his own home with really no crime. Just maybe there was a crime, but they didn't know. The guy had no previous criminal record, made over $250,000 a year taking care of the Little Rock, Arkansas airport. And it is amazing to me that as they broke into his house without any warning, putting tape over his entry door camera, the ATF blocked it. None of the ATF agents were wearing body cams, which they were supposed to do. And then when the head of the ATF was questioned by the Congress, oh, the song and dance. Man, I'll tell you, everyone, like I told you before, if they do this kind of crazy stuff to a former president, where does all of us stand? Watch the horrendous, what the American news media does not want you to see. This is not conspiracy. This is absolute and withheld from the American people. Again, the head of the airport in Little Rock, Arkansas, gunned down in his own home as their doors were broken into. Pre-dawn, the guy comes down the stairs with his shotgun. He just hears a noise. He didn't say, this is the ATF, open the door. No, no, the camera on the door never recorded any of that. Yeah, the vision was blocked, but the audio wasn't. And, you know, it's really amazing as they did all this stuff, broke the law and really executed this man. You know, if somebody breaks into your house at 5 a.m. and you got a shotgun, you want to defend your wife. He told his wife, stay in the room. I'll go downstairs and find out what this noise is. He fired a shot when he saw people in the dark moving around. They shot him in the head. Now, this is the ATF under question by the federal government. Watch the song and dance. This is the new America, friends, if we don't wake up. And when I watched it, my heart broke for this man's wife And again, as the Congress was asking questions, Gantz and some of the others asking questions, why weren't your ATF agents wearing body cams? Is this protocol for ATF to do these kinds of things? It is amazing to me, the song and dance, and never answered the questions. Oh, my goodness, everyone, we need to be aware. We are in perilous times. Work for the night is coming when no one can work. Let's go to the phones. We have Janice on the line, Las Vegas. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how may we help?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm calling about everyone has a purpose in life. I just heard the minister talk about it from Focal Point. I also have, there was another minister, Tony Evans, talks about the purpose in life. And what I'm calling about, I believe it's a cult. It's called Universal Will. And just by accident, I got attached to them. And I'm almost sure it's a cult. But they talk about Archangel Michael a lot, being in, that they've sent to be in charge. They talk about getting in touch with your spirit guides. They also talk about getting in touch with your angels. I have a book on the Bondage Breaker, which I go over repeatedly, rejecting everything that if it's not from Jesus, if it's not from the Holy Spirit. How can I discern, or how can I know what my purpose is without the people manipulating me? They also talk about they may want me to move into like a place that houses people that they try to I'm a born-again Christian, that they try to rehabilitate or get on the path that they want them on. It's very manipulative. It frightens me. And I live in fear every day. And I go over the verses every day. I put on the armor of God daily and at night. And I'm just fearful of them, and I don't want to be contacted by them. Or not, I don't want to be a part of that organization.
No, you don't. And I would run with all speed. Again, you know, there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Christ Jesus, the Bible tells us. In Philippians, it tells us, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, again, we find, to find God's will is just to be in, just to be where he wants us to be every day. And when we pray, give the day to him, it's his. You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, you have a right to interrupt my day however you want, to be about your will. But anytime you start hearing about the things that you described in the first part of your phone call, that is really culty, your thoughts.
Yes, exactly. And Janice, you know, I think really what you need to become really strong in is the Word of God, understanding the Bible, reading the Bible, really becoming strong, because the best way to, you know, to sense a counterfeit is to know the real thing. And so a couple of scriptures I'd like to give you. First of all, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says that all scripture is inspired by God or given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine. And what doctrine is? That is correct teaching. That is right teaching. And also for reproof. Well, what reproof does is it shows us what is wrong with something, with maybe our behavior, with our beliefs, you know, what we're believing in. And then it says for correction, the Word of God is able to correct us, not only show us what's wrong, but can also show us what is right. It can actually correct us in the right way. And then it says, and for instruction in righteousness. It actually, the Word of God will actually tell us once we get right and we're on the right path, how to stay on the right path. That's what that means. And it says in the next verse that the man of God, or that's the Christian, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So here's what I would just encourage you to do, is to continue reading your Bible every single day. I would even encourage you to read, to have a method about reading your Bible. I encourage everyone at our church to read through the entire Bible in 1 year. You can spend about 15 minutes a day And there's different Bible reading plans that you can, you know, you can use where you can read through the Bible. But if you do that year after year after year, you'll be surprised how familiar you become with God's word, and God's word then gets into you. You know, it was David in the Psalms who said that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And David said, I hide God's word in my heart so that I don't sin against God. The word of God has that kind of effect in our life to purify us and to keep us from false teachings and false doctrine. Now, we also have the Holy Spirit. As a born again Christian, you have the Holy Spirit, and that's what's happening to you right now is I believe the Holy Spirit is just showing you very simply, the anointing of the Spirit is showing you, that what, you know, you're into or what you're seeing there is completely wrong. But you cannot overemphasize the importance of getting in the Word of God, reading it every day, studying it, going to a good Bible teaching church where they teach through the whole Bible verse by verse. I would really encourage you to find a church like that. And then also listen to CSN. We have many, many wonderful Bible teachers. All the Bible teachers, here on CSN are vetted and they teach the Word of God, and, many of them on CSN go verse by verse through the Bible, including myself and Pastor Mike. And, so I would encourage you in that. And the reason for that is because knowing the Word of God and being familiar with the Word of God will help you clearly see counterfeits like what you're seeing now. And knowing the Word of God will help you know the will of God for your life, because God's will for you is found in His Word. And so there's a few different scriptures, that you can go to. I mean, there's many of them that speak about the will of God. What you might want to do is you might want to grab a concordance. And what that is, that's a book that will actually show you, like, every time, the words, the will of God are in the Bible. And look those scriptures up, because, for instance, you know, right off the top of my mind, you know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 tells us that this is the will of God for you, is your sanctification. So it's God's will that we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life to make us more holy, like our Lord is holy. That's the will of God for you. In the next chapter 5, it says, in everything give thanks, because this is the will of God for you. But before that, it actually tells us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. That's the will of God for you. And so knowing the will of God for your life personally comes through you being familiar with God's word, because His will is found in His word. And I'll tell you what, you know, I'll say this. It's very interesting to me, because as a pastor, and maybe Mike can shed some light on this too, but many times as a pastor, you know, good, well-meaning Christians will come to me and they'll say things like, you know, I want to know what God's purpose is for me. I want to know what His will is for me. And as I begin to talk to them, I begin to find out that one of the things that they're not doing is they're not being faithful in doing the things that the Bible says is the will of God for them. And so here's what I tell people. You make sure you just keep yourself busy with doing what the scriptures say, being obedient to the scriptures. You give yourself to the known will of God, which is found in the Bible. And as you do, God will then reveal to you and open up to you the unknown will of God. And one thing also I've found in my life personally is, even when the Lord has revealed to me His purpose for me and His will for me, that is specific to me, what He wants me to do, it always comes out of the scriptures. God always gives me a word from the word, from His word, to show me what I should do and what He wants me to be doing. So that would be my advice. I think the answer is just, you know, staying in the word of God, because, it has all those answers for you. And it will, again, it will keep you from counterfeits, and it will also, lead you in what God's will is for you. Mike?
Yeah, and I said earlier, the verse I was thinking, I said it was Philippians. Actually, the one I was looking for in Philippians is, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Yeah. And again, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. Of course, 1 Thessalonians, we find that there, verses 5:16-18. Now, again, when we give thanks, it forces us to take inventory of what we have in our life. Thank you, Lord, I have a house. Thank you, I have a car. Thank you that I have a job. Thank you. And when we begin to thank the Lord, these are things that God uses to direct us into what he wants us to do for you. In other words, if God's, I feel this unction for me to go pick up people on Wednesday night to take them to church, but I don't have a car, that's going to be very difficult. But when I give thanks, I realize, hey, I've got a car. Hey, I've got this. I can use these things for the kingdom of God. But dear, what you have described concerning this group that, is trying to hustle you, run, because, what you said, it's just total kooky stuff. Hope that helps, Janice.
To pray that they would break the hold, or it's not a, oh, I'm fearful. So they've gotten into my psychic somehow. And so would you pray?
Okay, sure. Let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, bind Satan from Janice's mind, her thoughts, from any of these people that are trying to influence her, and Lord, set her free in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Lord, your word says that you break these bonds that hold us. And so, Father, break it. We realize that this is not of you, that it is of the underworld masquerading. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, set her free. In your precious name, amen. Janice, be free.
Okay, thank you very much.
And stay in line. Send you some books, some DVDs. Remember, CSN is there for you 24 hours a day. You can always tune in and get your mind off of any of that stuff. But no, just stay away from the stuff. Don't answer their mail. Don't answer the phone calls. Just block them. You're going to be farther ahead, dear. And if you need us, we're here for you. Stay in line. We'll get those out to you. We'll send those to you. And God bless you, dear. Let's go to Matthew, Dallas, Texas. Hi, welcome.
Howdy. I just had a question about, you know, biblically being married and how to do that, and how we got from, you know, the Israelites' marriage process of, you know, building onto the father's house and coming at any moment and whisking the bride away type of thing, and to mm-hmm. where we are now with, you know, the exchange of rings and the ceremony and signing a paper at the courthouse. In God's eyes, what is the proper way to be married?
Okay, your thoughts.
Well, as far as the proper way to be married in the sense of legally is, you know, it's important that two people in front of witnesses by, you know, a pastor makes their vows to one another before God. That's the important thing. It is important because of the law of the land, that we also get a marriage certificate and we obey the laws of the land. All of that is important. You know, when it comes to, you know, who to marry and that kind of process, I always encourage all single people not to go looking for a mate or to go fishing for a bride or a husband. Because you know what, with internet dating and a lot of the avenues that sometimes Christians go down to find a mate, they actually end up with somebody that they didn't really realize who they were completely. I've had a lot of experience with that, as a pastor through the years. And, you know, my advice in when it comes to finding a mate is this. Is number one, to find the right person, you first have to be the right person. And I'm convinced that if you follow the Lord with all your heart and you're faithful to, you know, to going to a church, you're faithful in your daily life with the Lord and in devotions, you know, and reading your Bible and praying and having that personal time with the Lord, and you're living a life to where you're allowing the Holy Spirit to sanctify you and allowing the Holy Spirit to do that work in you to make you more like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of Jesus. You know, I think it's very important, again, to belong to a good Bible teaching church, have a relationship with your pastor and the leaders of the church so they can know what kind of man you are. But here's the thing. I truly believe that you know, the default, what you find is the default of way God created us to be is to be married. That's the default. And you can read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Paul has a lot to say about marriage there, but he actually basically says God has created us, you know, with that innate desire, to have a mate for life. And so it's really interesting because in knowing that, you know, it was God who, when he created Adam and created Eve, it was God who did the first wedding, God that brought them together. And I truly believe that God's still doing that. And I think if we focus on being the right person, walking with the Lord, serving the Lord, I think this is so important, serving the Lord, because I really believe what God can do in many cases and will do in many cases, if not all cases, if people are patient. Because a lot of times as singles, we can become very, very impatient, and we're seeing other people our own age getting married and seeing people, you know, in the church, so many families and so many married couples in the church. And we're just like, okay, Lord, I'm having a hard time being patient here. And then we go out of our way to try to find someone for ourselves. But here's what I think is interesting is, you know, whenever Abraham sent out his servant to go look for a bride for his son Isaac, he sent his servant back to his land, to his own people, and the person that the Lord had for Isaac was Rebekah, who was actually out working in the field and actually doing work. She was busy about doing what she did every day. And I really think that's an important concept, an important principle, that if we just focus on the Lord in serving him and walking with him, that the Lord can bring into our circle. He can bring, like Abraham sent that servant into, you know, back to his family and found Rebekah out there working and doing what she did. I believe the Lord can do the same for us and bring into our circle, bring into the places, where we are living our life for the Lord, and bring the person he wants us to have into those circles, to where rather than going out and looking for somebody, we're just focused on the Lord, serving him, and he brings that person to us. That would be my advice. And then as far as marriage, the way marriage should be, I tell you what, read the second half of Ephesians chapter 5, and it will, Paul lays out marriage there for you very, very clearly. But at the end of that chapter, the summation of what a real Christian marriage should be is in verse 33 of that chapter. He says, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." You know, through the years and even to this day, I do a lot of marriage counseling, and I'm telling you what, if every couple, whether they're just getting married or they've been married for years and they're having trouble, if every couple would just do verse 33, if the husband would love his wife like he loves him, his own self, and loves her like Christ loved the church, and if a wife would respect her husband, if each one would do that, I tell you what, you would have very, very little trouble in marriages. But too many times that's not happening. Even in a lot of Christian marriages, that's not happening. The husband's not loving his wife the way he should, and the wife is not respecting her husband the way that she should. So that's just kind of that in a nutshell. Mike, I'll give it back to you because I'm sure you've got plenty to talk about on this subject too.
Well, so. Yeah, you just don't want to be unequally yoked with a non-believer. And exactly. You want to be yoked to a believer that sees and ministry the same way you do. Yes. Well, they're a Christian, I'm a Christian. Well, if God's called that Christian that you're marrying to be a missionary, and yet you don't like to travel, then that's probably not the best person for you. You want to find people of the same calling in your life. And what I mean by that is somebody that sees it the way you do. And so I hope that helps, Matthew.
Yes, sir. That does help. But as far as like undergoing any particular ceremony biblically, it doesn't really matter as long as it's professed before God and God's in the middle of all of it. So it doesn't really matter. Like,
No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying the Bible says to obey the laws of the land. In order to be legally married in the United States, you have to have a marriage license issued by the courthouse. It has to be officiated and witnessed. Now this comes back out of the Old Testament where the wedding was witnessed. and that it was recognized by the community or Israel in those days. It's recognized by the United States. So the idea, well, me and my girlfriend, man, we just got in the back closet, you know, and we just recited our vows, you know, so like we're like married. No, that's still shacking up. The Bible says the way that we do this. And the reason why is not only for the sake of children and that they know who their real mom, their real dad are, who is financially, fiscally responsible for them over the period of their growing up in case mom and dad separate, but there's a lot of other reasons why. Now, again, people today want to take marriage into their own definition, and that's not what the Bible says. And so, again, we have our laws that govern what a marriage is. And if somebody doesn't want to go by going down and getting a courthouse document, a marriage license, I've got a challenge. Why? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't somebody want to obey the laws of the land on a topic like this? You know, well, you know, I want her to think I'm married to her. You know, or I want him to think I'm married to, you know, we got to be real careful here. And so again, there's a lot of ramifications, but the reason why I believe our laws are written the way they were goes back to that, you know, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And then it is recognized by the community or by the tribe or whatever it was in those days. And so hope that helps, Matthew.
Yes, sir. That does. That was the answer I was looking for. Yeah.
God bless you. Well, if you need us, we're here for you. Yes, the online send you some books and DVDs. And, with that, we're coming up on a break. We don't want anyone to go away. We come back. We're going to have a whole lot more. So don't go away. And, we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences 200 miracles? How? Preborn gives women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds.
And I saw my baby on the sonogram picture. He had a little halo around his head. And I heard his heartbeat. And seeing the heartbeat, it really hit home that, oh my gosh, there's a miracle literally growing inside of my womb.
Because of you, who donated to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn is able to offer women the blessing of life. Someday, you may meet a baby that you rescued, and you can give them a hug. Or maybe they'll give you a hug. Maybe they'll even save your life. To learn more about their life-saving work, call 855-668-BABY. That's 855-668-BABY. Or visit preborn.com/CSN. That's preborn.com/CSN.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-91-BIBLE. That's 855-91-BIBLE. 855-91-BIBLE.
And we want to welcome you back to part two of Every Man an Answer here on this Thursday afternoon with Scott Parker from Calvary Chapel, Festus, Missouri, outside of St. Louis. We're going to go right back to the phones. We have Mike on the line, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How may we help?
Doing good. I just want to give a reference. There was a lady that called yesterday that was looking for a good Bible teaching church here in Las Vegas, and you mentioned yes. Red Rock. I want to mention a church I go to. It used to be at one time called Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain, but we were never on Lone Mountain. So our pastor, after 25 years, decided we're going to be called Fervent. We're fervent in spirit, in love, and in the word. We teach word by word, chapter by chapter, book by book, and we don't hold nothing back. We talk truth about scripture. And she was looking for counseling, and I like how you said, I think the other guest said yesterday, do they open up the Bible? Well, we open up the Bible in all of our counsel sessions, and it's free.
Wonderful. Well, Mike, I appreciate the heads up. Always do whenever anybody calls in and is looking for something. I don't know if she's listening, but we might have a way to get that message to her. But certainly, I believe the body of Christ offers to any Christian a lot. Not only do you receive from others, but you have something to give and contribute to others as well. And so this is what makes up, I believe, a healthy body of Christ, what makes up the family of God, and to be about our Father's business, so important. Mike, do you have a question?
No question. Just want to give that a shout out to that lady, and I hope she's listening. And, you know, we teach it, and we preach it, and we hold to the truth.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for listening to CSN. And again, prayerfully, if she's listening, she'll pick that up and find some great fellowship there with y'all. So God bless you, Mike. Thanks so much for the call. Stay online. Send you out some books and DVDs. Great for your fellowship and put in your library. And blessings to you. If you need us, we're here. Let's go to Brandon, Estelle, Texas. Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are y'all?
How may we help?
Yes, I was wanting to know. So they say, you know, everyone born into this world has that natural sin nature.
Yes.
And so I was wanting to know, would Jesus have been born with that too, and that way he was able to overcome it just as well as everything else he was able to overcome?
Well, the Bible says he was without sin. Your thoughts?
That's exactly right, Mike. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 21, it tells us that he who knew no sin. And when it says that he who knew no sin, speaking of Jesus, Jesus did not know sin in that, number one, he didn't sin, as Pastor Mike just said. The Bible makes it very clear in the book of Hebrews, he was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. Jesus never committed a sin, but why did he never commit a sin? He never committed a sin because he did not have a sin nature like we do. And so what's interesting is when it says he who knew no sin, it doesn't only mean he didn't know sin in the sense that he didn't commit it, which is true, but he didn't know sin in the sense that he never even had a sin nature. In other words, Jesus was sinless because he had no inherent sinful nature in him. And because of that, he then didn't commit any sins. And it's very interesting, this whole understanding, you know, of how God can become a man, at the same time on earth, but yet be in humanity, but not partake in the sinful nature. God becoming man, it's what Bible scholars call the hypostatic union. That means that Jesus is 100% God. He's 100% man. I read something yesterday that said the fact that Jesus died proved that he was 100% man, but the fact that he resurrected proves that he was 100% God. And I like that. But really, to help you with that, Brandon, I would take you to Matthew chapter 1 in verse 18, where it tells us concerning the birth of, it gives us the account of the birth of Jesus. And it says, after his mother Mary was betrothed or engaged to Joseph, before they came together, before they had sexual intimacy, it says she was found with child of the Holy Spirit, that she actually conceived of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it tells us in that chapter in verse 20, when the angel tells Joseph, go ahead and take her as your wife. She's not committed adultery with you, because the child that she has, you know, in her womb was conceived of the Holy Spirit. So here's the thing. It's very interesting, because the human body, when a woman is pregnant with a child, that child actually has its own blood. It doesn't take the blood from the mother. It gets nutrients through the umbilical cord from the mother, but a child has its own blood. And so every human, we are all born of men because that's what it takes, you know, for, you know, us to be conceived is a man and a woman. But the scripture makes it very clear that Jesus wasn't conceived by man, but rather conceived of the Holy Spirit. And that means that, as he told us himself, right, God is his father. So the fact that God the Father in heaven is the father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was conceived by the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb, makes it very clear spiritually, but also too, again, physically, he did not share. All Mary provided for Jesus was just the human body, just the shell. So you could say it this way. Jesus was God on the inside and human on the outside. But because he was God on the inside and didn't have that sinful nature, but he had the God nature inside of him, that's why he didn't sin, and that's why he couldn't sin, because he didn't have that sinful nature. So, you know, and you can read many scriptures throughout the New Testament about this concept. But it's really a neat concept to understand that Jesus had dual natures, humanity and also him being God. And it was all fused together in one in Mary's womb. But because he was born of Mary, in the sense physically, he did not receive a spiritual, her sinful nature, because, again, biblically, all of that would have came from the Father, and his Father was God through the Holy Spirit. So, Mike.
Amen. And, you know, again, the Bible tells us that in 2 Corinthians, it says, he made himself to be sin who knew no sin, that he himself might become the righteousness, that we might become the righteousness of God. This is, again, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And it's really important. He that knew no sin became sin for us. And so I believe because of his heavenly nature, being conceived of the Holy Spirit, he did not have sin. Hope that helps.
Oh, yeah. It was just getting me, because I was like, how else would he have been tempted? Because I felt like that's kind of, we're tempted by our sin. But at the same time, that makes sense. So, yeah, that helped a lot.
Yeah, and the Bible always talks about us inheriting our old sin nature from Adam. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say we inherit our old sin nature from Eve. But Adam was created first. And so sin entered the world through Adam. So understanding that, different nature, 100% God, 100% man. I don't know how he can be 200% of anything, but he was. And so stand in line. Brandon will send you out some books, some DVDs I think you'll enjoy. 8888, Ask the Ascends, the number to call. We have Jim on the line, Prineville, Oregon. Hi, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a take on this thing with Trump. He was found guilty and today of those charges. And my heart is aching for the country, the Constitution, for Trump, yep, and the world that's being so oppressed. But on the other hand, I'm angered to no end about how this can happen to a country that was founded on the principles of God. And you know, as I've told you guys before, I served in the service for 32 years. I signed my oath when I was 16, and I've held it for 61 years. And I just feel like all that's being drugged through a pile of dung, if you pardon my expression. I really...
No, it has. It has. And, you know, Jim, I think all of us know, in fact, we know that the judge illegally coached the jury. He said, if you think he's guilty of crimes, any crimes, even more than what we discussed here, he's guilty. Well, judges aren't supposed to be coaching a jury. And so I know this is going to be challenged. Because you see complete tampering, violation of laws. But right now, America's lawless. Again, everybody check out what happened to the head of the airport in Little Rock, Arkansas. The ATF violated so many laws and executed a guy in his own house. Now, again, this, like I tell everybody, if they're doing this to a president that they don't like, they're going to do it to anybody that they want. And again, law means nothing. Joe Biden is a criminal. He had top secret documents in his garage. He was interviewed by a guy named Her, not a boy named Sue, but a guy named Her, who interviewed him and said, he's mentally incompetent. And so therefore the crime vanishes. He doesn't have to stand trial because he's mentally incompetent. Well, he was mentally competent when he committed the crime. And that doesn't excuse this. And so Her did a disservice to America. And then even more, hid the audio transcript of the interview so America could not hear what he really said. This is outrageous, everybody. He broke the law, just declared mentally incompetent. All the crimes go away. Wow. And what about Hunter Biden's laptop? Still a big problem, sweeping it under the carpet. Cocaine in the White House, all swept under the carpet. The border crisis, all swept under the carpet. Remember the $82 billion that Biden gave the Taliban as we left Afghanistan in such a hurry? We left brand new Apache helicopters behind. They didn't destroy them. They didn't put a bomb in them and blow them apart. No, they probably went to China to be reverse engineered to find out how to build them. No, this guy is a high rolling crimester, but not a word is being said. And so they have to do this. And I know it's going to be challenged again when a judge coaches a jury like he did. If you think he's guilty of any other crime, he's guilty. Well, since when do you stand trial for any other crime when the jury, when the courts heard the particulars on a particular case, and then for the judge to coach the jury and saying, and if you think he's guilty of any other crimes, wow, you're guilty. Man, I'll tell you something. Kangaroo court. I got to tell you, everybody, we are living in at least, unless something changes in November, we are living in the very last days of American freedoms. You know, it's interesting. I was just reading in Colorado, the EPA is punishing people in Colorado because of their fuel issues. And now fuel is going to cost people in Colorado a whole lot more money. And it says EPA punishes Colorado. I thought we were the government. Not anymore. The new Gestapo will dictate everything you need to know. And again, when I see what happened in Little Rock, Arkansas, as the ATF executes a man in his own house, breaks the door down in the middle of the night, cuts the power to the house, puts tape over his camera at the front door, no announcement that they were coming in. They just bust the door off the hinge. The guy comes down. He doesn't know what's going on. He goes down the stairs, sees people in his house, fires a shot into the floor to scare him. They nailed him in the head. I just look at this and realize. And by the way, the Congress is very much aware of it. Check it out. It's all over the internet. But of course, the American news media, who's in the tank with Uncle Joe, they're not going to tell you the truth about a completely corrupted legal system now. No, it's kangaroo court. And again, only in Russia do you find a political party prosecuting the other political party making up stuff. Well, again, here we go. Again, that I always thought that one was so amazing where Trump got fined $371 million. And there was no plaintiff. They didn't know what to do with the money. What do we do with the money? The banks weren't complaining. The people weren't complaining. Nobody complained. It's just a vendetta judge against Trump did these things. Friends, none of us are safe now because we have a government that's out of control. Meanwhile, the drug cartels pour across the southern border. Not a word about that. No, I think we're all very much aware of Uncle Joe and his shenanigans. I pray that this election season coming up, people will remember all the Americans left behind in Afghanistan, the $82 billion he gave these criminals. And think about all the money that they're giving all these illegals, millions of them, free money. Well, I'll tell you, everybody, count your days. Do what you can do for God now. We don't know how long we've got. I'd love to say, oh, the rapture is going to come in September, and none of this is going to matter. But if the Lord tarries for 10 years, you will be living under a communist lifestyle. That means they will dictate everything about it. They will dictate the kind of cars you drive. They will tell you whether you can have a gas stove inside your house. They will control everything. Now in California, the new Gestapo state, they're going to put speed limiters on all the cars so you can't speed anymore. The government is good for you. Be careful, America. You're flirting with darkness that will hang you. Again, be wary of any political party that promises you everything you ever want, mm-hmm. because they're going to take everything you've ever had. That's the way the Communist Party works. That's what the new Democratic Party is, and we have to be aware of it. So be careful, because, again, I think we're living in very, very perilous times. Hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. It's just like you were talking about Little Rock, though. If I knew my neighbor was a sound person and lived by, good morals.
Yeah, no criminal record. None. Made $250,000 a year. High respected in the community. Somebody wanted him executed, and they did it. In fact, I think it's interesting that Jim Jordan, who was grilling the head of the ATF, kept using the word executed. I thought it was kind of funny the way he used that word there. Because there's no other reason for it. Anybody breaks your door down in the middle of the night without announcing who they are when they come in should expect something. They knew how he was going to react, and they set him up. Boy, I'll tell you, that's the new American justice system. Yeah, criminals go free. Biden doesn't have to stand for his crimes, but let's make up something about Trump. Yeah. Oh, it's so amazing. And if you think he's guilty of any other crime, he's guilty. Yeah, that's coaching, everybody. That's illegal. So, yep, kangaroo courts reign supreme. Jim, any other questions?
Well, I was just going to comment that if I saw that happening to my neighbor and I knew my neighbor's character, I think I'd have to get right in the middle of that.
I think all of us in America, if we knew that was coming, would have got in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know who these thugs are. But let me tell you something. Even Jim Jordan said, why wasn't the ATF wearing body cams so we could actually see what was going on? Why did you put tape over his camera on his front door? What are you trying to hide? And a lot of the questions were just simple yes, no questions that they were asking. But can you get a straight answer out of this government? No way. It's a song and dance. Everybody be aware. Be aware, we're being overthrown and we don't even care. All we care about is who's dancing with the stars. Foolish, foolish, foolish nation. So sad. Jim, appreciate your service. And again, work for the nights coming when no one can work. Be about your daddy's business because it's so important. And I know all of us are grieved when we see this kind of stuff. And again, look at what the ATF pulled. Just type it in. Everybody, you need to see this. You need to share it with everybody you know. If you know somebody that's going to vote for Biden, send it to him. Say, this is what's coming for all of us. It sure came for him. And as his wife was forced to stand out in the snow in her nightgown, this was 1 month ago. It was 30 degrees. It's absolutely. And they could have came in the daytime. The guy wasn't a criminal, had no criminal record. But no, they were, yeah, just thugs. Anyway.
And you know, Mike.
Yeah, check that out. Jim Jordan is who interviewed him and Gantz. And they were appalled. They couldn't believe it. And then to watch the ATF captain, the head of them, watch his answers. They won't answer a question. They just give you a bunch of verbalized garbage. It's amazing. It's amazing. Everybody needs to watch this because it shows you what's coming. Man, wake up, America. We need to do that. You were saying.
Yeah, Mike, you know, here's the thing too, right? So the one world government globalists cannot get their agenda done as long as there's a free America. That's what I think. What's going on. And you know what? And Trump would not stand for that. He would not stand to give up our sovereignty to join the rest of the globalist agenda. He wouldn't do it. And they know that. And they're going to do everything they possibly can to get rid of him, to take him out of it, because they don't want to lose their power.
Yeah. And it's really tragic. I mean, what we see go on, it's absolutely appalling. Jim, I hope that helps.
Well, as last comment, you know, this, you were talking about body cams. Well, look at this golfer and that situation where they persecuted the police officer for not having his body cam turned on. You know.
Oh, man, you'll go to prison unless it's somebody they like. Unless they're out on some execution raid. Then, well, they conveniently leave those at home. Things that make you go, Everybody check it out. I'm not kidding. This is not conspiracy. This really is happening. It's beyond anything you will see. Watch Jim Jordan interview the head of the ATF and watch the song and dance, everyone. It is absolutely horrendous. They murdered this guy, and there's no way around it. I wonder who wanted him dead. These are always things that I look at because he must have either known something. Of course, dealing in Little Rock, Arkansas at the Bill Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton Airport, you can only wonder what's been coming in and going out of that particular airport. For some reason, he's dead. Our heart goes out to the family. Hope that helps, Jim.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your program. I appreciate standing up for the biblical truth as well as our cultural truth, too. So God bless you all and your mission.
Blessings to you, Jim. Stay online. We'll get you sent some books and some DVDs. Great to share with your friends. Let's go to Roz in Wenatchee, Washington. I welcome.
Hi, thank you. I want to visit back with the conversation about the marriage, and you asked about reasons to not legally marry. I'm now divorced after 25 years of marriage, being a godly wife. If I ever wanted to remarry, I will lose all of my retirement if I get a courthouse document. And so I'm in a quandary wondering, can't I be married by God and not by man's laws?
So, but here is just the thing, and I understand, dear, what you're saying, because it's so unfair that because you get married, you lose certain things. But the thing is, it becomes deception. And I think that's where the big problem is in this picture, because we're trying to make the government think we're single, but in fact, we're married, so we don't lose some financial benefits. Your thoughts?
Mike, I agree with you totally. It is deception and it's fraud. And, you know, as Christians.
And by the way, I don't know what the government does to you if they catch you doing something like this. You may not telling people you're married and you're secretly married to somebody else, there's some point when probably common law kicks in, and then the government could come back and say, hey, you were taking this money from us when you were married all along. Now you got to remember, Joe Biden just hired 76,000 people, IRS agents, to go out and spy on the American public. That's more than were at the last Super Bowl game. So when you were watching that on your TV and you saw that crowd, you know, the cameras going off and everybody cheering, more people than were in that he hired to go after the middle class of America. Now you got to remember that if they come and they say, hey, you were really married during this time, you need to pay us back all that money, and here's your $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 fine on top of it. I don't know. You gotta ask yourself, do you feel lucky? Your thoughts, Scott?
Yeah. Ross, it's just unfortunate that the way the laws are, that puts a person in that kind of predicament. I would say that if you do decide to get married again, just make sure that when you do get married, that you're marrying somebody who is financially stable and that they can take care of you. Because really that's a husband's responsibility anyway. So, just trust the Lord and just be very careful when going forward with that. Mike.
Amen. I hope that helps. And Paul, we have with us, Brad Dacus, attorney at law. We're going to talk a lot about tomorrow about what they did to, Donald Trump today, in a kangaroo court. And so I want you all to tune into that. If you got a special question again about legal matters, tomorrow's the day. Thanks so much, Scott, for being on. And God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man an Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.